Are you ready to hear all the latest and greatest news from Power Diary? Tune in to this episode of the Practice Power Up Podcast Monthly Review with Damian Adler and me, Danielle. We'll explore all the latest trends and news at Power Diary. Let's get started. All right. Welcome, everybody, back to the Practice Power Up Podcast with myself, Danielle, and our co-founder, Mr. Damian Adler, our head of customer success and practice management guru. Damian, it's been a while. I think everybody has missed us, don't you think?
Well, we'd like to think so, but I'm not sure in reality how true that is.
Oh, well, I think they missed us. I miss doing these things. We got a lot of updates to go over. We've got a lot of achievements to explore. And most importantly, we got a sneak peek at some exciting events and some webinars and some exciting stuff to get to. And as always, we try to keep it piffy into less than 30 minutes. We'll see how we do. I don't got my stopwatch out. We'll pretend like it's out, but let's get started.
Yeah. Let's dive in. So yes, indeed, January. So what did we come out with in January? I am going to start my stopwatch so that I've got that going. January, so we had an important update in relation to the way Power Diary syncs, and we introduced syncing out to Outlook. So in the past, you could always sync out to Google Calendar, but in January we released so where you can actually sync out the appointments from Power Diary out into your Outlook calendar. It's a one-way sync so that it will get those appointments out there. And it means that people use this in all sorts of different ways. But they will often have it, they'll have other calendars that they're running. They want to see them side by side, see what the commitments are, you know, that are booked into Power Diary, along with other calendars that they might have in their phone or other work, you know, sometimes work environments will have other calendars that they're using for things. So this was very highly requested.
Yes.
Like I said, we've had Google for years. We've got a couple of versions of Google because we've updated it over the time. But Outlook, there we go. People asked, it's been delivered, working great. That was out in January.
Good.
Next thing for January, we introduced a merge field for sending a link to invoices. So you could always send an invoice to patients, but it was a little more constrained in the way that worked. And we wanted to build this merge field so that you could actually send a link out. And what that means is that you can click on it, and well, the patient receives the email, they've got a link to it, they click on it, they get to the invoice, they can download it, they can pay it, they can do various things. But really, so that came out, that has its own benefits, as I say, but that was actually in preparation for something much bigger. And what was
much
that
bigger.
In February? What was the thing we released that we are super excited about and has been receiving lots and lots of, it's still in beta, I think.
It's still in beta. Okay, it's automations. It's automations. People have been asking about these for a long, long time, and they can set up 10 templates for these automations. So that has grown. When we first released it, it was 3. Now it's 10 templates for these automations. And they're really excited because there's quite a few different ones that we can do now. There is the invoicing for unpaid invoices automation. There's the post-appointment automations, and then client recall automations. So I think these are all going to be really beneficial to our users, and I'm really excited to see them in the work. So basically, you set up the conditions for each automation. I got a great video on that. I made a video. So head on over, watch that video. You set up the automation based on specific, you know, conditions, and then you trigger specific actions. So either an email, an SMS, a task, and it goes out to, you know, the client or the user with what the automation is set for. So for invoices, it's based on invoices that have not been paid or have not had a full payment applied, and the actions can be addressed to the payee to go to the invoice. So that again links back to that whole last, you know, so, in January, that feature, so they can go ahead and link into the system, get the PDF and download it. Correct?
Yeah. So in sort of very broad, yeah, absolutely.
Damien's going to say it much better than me, ladies and gentlemen.
in very broad terms, the automation sort of allow you to have actions performed automatically based on certain conditions. So let's say instead of having to go through, like with the great example you gave with invoices, instead of having to go through and email every person individually that has an outstanding invoice, we can say, hey, if an invoice is not fully paid and it's more than this time past the date, then send out an email to the person to remind them of that, or send a message and include in it a link to the invoice so they can take the action and pay it. Wonderful. So then we have things like post-appointment, so you can do things the same, right? To say, okay, X amount of time after the person's had an appointment, take this action, send something, do something, etc. And Wonderful. So this really ties in, right, to our idea of, which the sort of underlying philosophy and driving philosophy of Powder is that practitioners have enough to do, right? You know, in providing sort of healthcare, and part of our like role as a software, you know, provider is to try and automate, simplify as many tasks as you possibly can. And so automations, like to say, like, or recalls is a good, another good example. Like
the recalls, people, but yeah. That was like, when we first launched these, recalls weren't quite ready. And people were like, we need recalls. We need recalls. And we're like, hold on. The team's working on it. And again, based on how we work with the agile environment, you release, you test, make sure you improve. And so this was like that next phase. And I think it was a week. I think a week after the first two went out, we got recalls, and that was super exciting. So I actually had to ask, being that I'm not a psychologist or a practitioner, I hadn't heard the term, you know, recalls before. And I was like, can you explain that to me? So why don't you explain everybody like the recalls portion of it too? Because I'm sure they know, because they were all using the term.
There's different sort of context for it, but when a patient's had a course of treatment, it may be, often it's prudent to sort of follow up with them a certain period of time afterwards, right? So let's say if you're looking at injury management, maybe the person's had a course of physical therapy and they're recovered, or they're largely recovered or heading in the right direction, but you're going to close that sort of, you know, episode of care, and that the person, you know, is well enough. But you may want to check in a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months after and say, hey, making sure things are going okay, if you need an appointment, etc., and just sort of come back up on the radar. Other times it's very planned. So it might be that routinely a business or a practice follows up with all patients a certain amount of time after they've had their last appointment. Other times it can be that perhaps a patient drops off the radar. So let's say, and so a recall would work here. Maybe the person has one appointment, patient has an appointment booked, and they ring up and cancel that appointment because they've got a clash with something else. They don't make another appointment right then, right? Mm-hmm. Because they don't know what their calendar or what their schedule's like. And then they sort of just drift off. The practice doesn't sort of think to contact, and the patient gets distracted and forgets and so forth. So again, a recall can be used in that scenario to say, hey, if someone hasn't had an appointment or doesn't, you know, a certain amount of time after their last appointment, and they don't have any future appointments booked, so that would be the conditions you would set up in the automation, then send them this email and you can set up a template for that, and away you go. So it allows you to look at the sorts of things that are, you know, that people are spending time doing manually in operating a practice, and automating those. People will also use things like this for sending out post-appointment surveys, things like that as well, to see, you know, how they found it. So lots and lots of things. So this is a feature for people listening. It's a brand new feature. We, as Danielle, as you were talking about before, you know, we have an iterative approach. So we'll release something in its sort of basic version first. Mm-hmm. We'll sort of see what the response is. What's the real feedback when people are using it? So we develop the feature based on feedback, you know, and requests. Then we put like a simple version of it out first, see how people react, what sort of feedback they have on that. Then we build, you know, add new things to it and build it out from there, so that we're always staying in close step with what real users are telling us.
I love that.
How they're finding it. So it's really, it's a good approach. So where we are now in that, you know, we've got a number of these out there that are doing, it's in beta, although it's functioning very well.
Very well.
And we'll build this out over time. So there's some cool things you can do now, but we're also taking feedback and listening carefully to what are the next things people want to automate in their business.
And I know they're working on
to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're working on some ones that we're not going to divulge, but they are working on some ones that I know people are going to be really, really excited about as they get released. And again, it's really great work. I love how they did it, you know, testing it along the way. And then again, we're up to 10 templates now. So that's great. And, you know, you could set up as many of them as you want using those 10 templates. And yeah, I think it's good stuff. And I loved that I learned something new. Like, what is a recall? Okay, now I know. And it makes total sense, because how many people have done that in their, you know, their own lives? Like, you forget to follow up or whatever, and you're getting this recall. You're like, oh yeah, I got to do that, don't I? So I think it's great. So that was a huge feature.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of tech behind that too, to run that, because we're constantly looking for those conditions to be met, you know, so it's because we're, you know, there's the conditions that trigger that you define, like, I want this to happen when these combinations of things are met. So the system is constantly evaluating, like, these, you know, the data to see whether things are relevant to be triggered for a particular scenario. The other thing too about why these are so powerful, just purely, it's like from a commercial sense, if you're operating a practice, you know, it's a well-known, often quoted sort of thing that, you know, it's much cheaper provide services to an existing customer than what it is to acquire a new customer, right?
Right.
And so when you've got recalls and that capacity, it's really another sort of measure to help you keep your current patients engaged and making sure that you're not sort of losing patients for just due to organization, you know, like either the practice is disorganized or the patient is busy and disorganized and just doesn't get it booked. You know, this sort of allows this sort of way to have the practice system automatically following up and keeping the patients that are already seeing you coming back.
Kind of like marketing. It's a little marketing in there too.
There's no question. There's an element to that. Like when running, we often don't use the same business language when we're talking about practices, but it's exactly the same thing, right? Is that if you know, you want to keep your books full, you want to have, you know, and if you've got multiple practitioners, you want them all constantly, you know, booked up and plenty of work there, and having you know, patients coming back and rebooking is hugely important, you know. So it is, you know, there's a commercial element, and then of course from a outcomes point of view, you're going to get better treatment if you're following up, doing the sort of things that you can, and that goes in most contexts, that, you know, early intervention makes a difference. So let's say you treated someone for depression for a period of time, you had finished the treatment, closed it all up, and you sent a follow-up 6 months later and said, just check in, seeing how you're going. You know, that may be the thing that if the person is struggling a little bit but weren't quite at the threshold where they thought, oh, I'll go and re-engage, just that little prompt again is an opportunity to make sure that there's early intervention if they need, you know, assistance. Again, remind them that, hey, this is available and all the rest of it. So any way you dice it, it is great. It's one of the reasons why we had a lot of requests and why we've been working on this for a while, to make sure it's going to do the right thing and work in the right way. And since we've had it out, the uptake's been fantastic. Lots of really good feedback and engagement, and yeah, exciting.
That's awesome. I'm really excited about that feature. Yeah. So glad it got out. So, okay, we got more, but wait, there's more. So this one, I'm going to throw it at you, because this is all for our Australian customers. And this is NDIS bulk upload report. So speak to us about it. Tell us a little bit about it. And for those users people listening that aren't in Australia, it's okay. You can learn something new here every day. Tell us all about this. I think it's really a good thing.
So I'll go just in very simple terms, because I think the people that utilize and will utilize this will know fairly easily what it does. So I won't break it down to too much detail.
Okay.
But billing when it comes to NDIS or NDIA, it's annoying. It's time consuming. It can be quite fiddly. So this sort of new, you know, bulk upload sort of report, it sort of allows you to essentially generate a report that kind of collates all the relevant information in relation to billing, which then can be uploaded as a bulk upload into the NDIA or NDIS system.
Okay.
So it means that it's much more sort of efficient that you can kind of collate all the relevant information and upload it utilizing that report rather than doing things on a much more individual basis. So which if anyone who's dealt with NDIA or NDIS will know exactly what I'm referring to listening there. Now you can find information about this in Help Scout. So you'll see a link, you know, even on the page if you go to Help Scout being our knowledge base, you know, provider.
Right.
And you can if you click on help, you'll see an article in your system itself that will give you information about how this all kind of works. So you can find plenty of stuff on it, but it is out there. Again, something that was highly requested from our Australian user base, and it's live, it's working great. And
so just
it'll save time.
In general, it's going to simplify the whole bulk payment process for our Australian users with NDIS claiming.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Make life easier and simpler and a lot faster.
Wait, is that what Power Diary is meant to do, Damien?
That's a perfect setup for that.
I love it.
What it's there to do.
All right, excellent. Okay. Now, as we said, but wait, there's more. We still have more things that the team worked on. So we got
you
hiding.
You want to run us through these?
Yeah, so we can run through them pretty quick. We got hiding past availabilities for practitioner. This improves the scheduling clarity by hiding the past availabilities, text formatting on notes and forms. So we've added in formatting options, bold, italics, lists to improve note clarity and the presentation of the overall document. So I think that's great. We also have data export for client diagnosis. So that allows users to export the client diagnosis information, making it clear and easy. So you got it right away. And we've got a new status page. So this enables users to subscribe and receive important systems updates. So simply from our homepage, you can scroll down to system status, click on it. It'll take you to our system status page. You can sign up to receive these updates. So great new little feature for you.
They're updates. So they we won't send via that our routine updates in terms of what we're you know, new features we're releasing and so forth. But if there's anything related to the status of Power Diary, so let's say if we were experiencing an issue with something, or there was a, you know, a bug that was having a significant impact or something that we were aware of, the idea is that we've got that function. We always had one, but it didn't allow people to subscribe to it and to get updates. And so, you know, now with this new one, it's actually a lot clearer and nicer the way it actually is presented as well. But you can actually then, like you said, go in there and say, yep, I want to, you know, tell me about all the updates that in relation to a particular issue. So if there was something that was happening, then people can go and have a look at that and see what we're doing and where that's sort of progressing. So hopefully not a page you have to visit often, but it is good there. And you can also just see the history as well. It's all there to, you know, something you can see what the uptime is and so forth. That's good. It's been out there. We also have our different infrastructure listed on there as well. So we've made it a bit clearer about, you know, which infrastructure, if you're in, you know, the US or you're in UK, EU, or you're in Australasia, you know, that, you know, people are on different, different infrastructure. So that way you can see the status of each of those as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I, again, really excited about that. I think users asked for it. So we listened, and I think that's great. That lets you know that we are listening. We are always listening. Trust me, we're always listening. So really excellent stuff. Now I think I'm ready to get in some of this a little bit exciting stuff. Pull back the curtain on something that's coming very soon. Are you ready to talk about it?
Yeah, you go for it. Yep. I'm going to let you run. Yep.
Work smarter, not harder. Power Diary, the complete practice management system for allied health professionals. Our all-in-one system with over 100 powerful features for health practitioners includes appointment scheduling, client messaging, SOAP notes, telehealth portal, payment integrations, and much, much more. Let Power Diary streamline and simplify your day-to-day operations so you can take care of clients. Join a live demo or start a free trial today. Learn more at www.powerdiary.com. All right, I'm really excited about this. So, you know, for a long time, we've been listening to customer feedback about Power Diary itself, about the system and what it looks like when you're in the platform. And I think Power Diary is beautiful, but we are not, you know, we're not perfect. We know we can improve. And guess what? We are freshening up the user interface of Power Diary. So we're going to get a new, bright, fresh look. And it's going to be releasing very soon. We're going to do it little stages. We're going to do like the sidebar. We're going to do, you might have already noticed your text messaging panel that already updated. Now we're going to update the appointment panel, get some new bright colors in there. It is in line with like what is happening in industry standards right now, what people are really loving. We have put so much time and meticulous detail into the look and feel of this new interface. I mean, colors, Damien, how many calls do we have about colors? I mean, so many, because we really wanted to get it right for our users. And I am excited. I think it is, it's going to look, I think everyone's going to love it. It will be deploying in pieces. So you'll see them rolling out. It's going to be starting very soon. You'll get an email here shortly. All of our customers will receive an email, send them back to a great blog page that kind of details out all the changes and what you can expect. And yeah, it will be releasing over the next few weeks. So we're excited. Start checking our website out. We'll start switching out the images of the old interface for the new interface. Give my team a little grace. There's a lot of changes we got to do, but we're going to work on getting them all updated. And then, yeah, I mean, I think it's, I mean, yeah. It's going to be great. And I mean, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think couple of things to add are around the reasons for making changes. The industry is always sort of moving forward and new things are sort of being learned about. Like when you think about what technology people are using every day, what is intuitive and not intuitive changes over time. And so we need to, like, part of the sort of update and renewal process is to make sure that we're like tracking along with those sorts of changes. Otherwise, it's very easy for software to kind of become out of date in that, mm-hmm. you know, it's not aligned with what people are sort of, you know, let's say everyone's using touch devices, a great, you know, idea. What's intuitive when you're used to doing that, that needs to flow into other applications and things that you know, people are using. The other thing too is around alignment with the technology. So things like as screen sizes, dimensions, resolution, all those sorts of things change over time. And again, when we're looking at redesigning and changing the UI and changing colors, it's not just a matter of what we think looks good. You know, it's not this sort of like a matter of sort of opinion, because that's often, but we actually, you know, our UI and UX team look at exactly, you know, all those sorts of factors in terms of what's best practice at a given point in time, what are sticking points that people may have with the application, where we might notice some user feedback and testing that people might ask us questions because something isn't intuitive. So there's a lot of sort of, if you like, solid, I guess, research? Reasoning, logic, research that goes into it. It's not so much an artistic endeavor, you know.
For me, I like the artistic part of it. But yes, it is easier on the eyes. And, you know, that does, you know, it looks simple, but there's so much research behind the thought that went into it. So yeah, definitely lots of research.
And we're not, just so that if anyone's out there is getting nervous about the change, these are cosmetic and usability kind of changes. We're not doing any drastic rearranging or, you know, anything like that at this stage. This is really just about making things clearer, laying things out a bit better, and so forth. So it'd be good. Like,
we're giving her a fresh new look. We're giving her a fresh new look. She's getting a new hairdo. You're going to like it, but we didn't go into this without, you know, making sure we were doing the best thing for our users. And we did get a lot of feedback, and we looked into that feedback and took that into consideration when we were building this. Now, something else I do want to mention is we have a dedicated UI team. So their job is solely for this. So we're not repurposing our dev team to work on this on the side. They were brought on for this particular purpose and to keep improving the UI of the system because
We've got quite a few teams that are always working in parallel on lots of different things. So when we're working on UI, it doesn't mean we slow down or we're not working in another area. We just have, you know, different teams working on different things. And it's different skill sets as well that the people have. So that often people working on UI will be very strong in, you know, will be passionate about that area and whatnot. So it'd be good.
Well, it's I think our practitioners can understand that because it's like maybe this group of practitioners focuses on families and this one focuses children. Exactly. So it's very, think of it that way. Like this team, this is what they focus on, just like you have teams within your own practices or within your own colleagues. So but this team, this is what they've been dedicated to doing and they've been working on for a while. And we need to give them a round of applause because
it'll be good. It's like anything, I think, too, when we've made changes in the past, you always get mixed sort of feedback from people. Like that's always part of the challenge that when we're used to looking at the same thing all the time, there's always, I'm the same actually, when my phone updates or something, it takes me a little bit. I'm like, oh, I'm not quite so sure. And then you live with it for a while.
Always.
Like, oh yeah, okay. And that's where the idea of good design principles comes forward is that because you're sort of moving away from just subjective opinion about, but actually looking at what are people likely to find easier, you know, as time goes on. And it's often when you're onboarding new staff and they're using the software that you start to notice, oh, they found that easier because they're not familiar with it and they pick it up faster than what they did before. So anyway, we've probably talked enough about that, but it's very cool. It's exciting.
It's exciting. Well there's been a lot of exciting things that have happened. And again, we're always moving forward and this team is always working hard. And it's good to catch up on that. So now let's talk about some recent recognitions. We love to do that because, you know, I think it's important. It's not us just like tooting our own horn, but it's a testament to the product and to the people behind it. So I'd love to talk about some recent G2 awards that we received. So out of all of the companies on G2 in Australia and New Zealand, we've got in the top 25 companies on G2's review. So this is out of all the different, you know, categories and everything. We got number 7. So that's awesome. We're with the likes of Canva and you name it. Head on over to G2, check it out. But we got number 7. So we're really excited about that. And then we got top 50 in the APAC, which is the Asia Pacific region. And we got number 41. And again, that's out of all the companies on G2. Yeah. It's a very
not
large
just
region.
Management. This is all tech companies, all like software. Yeah.
And on the Asia Pacific, we were the only medical practice management software on that list. So excellent job. And again, with the likes of Canva and some very, very, very large companies. So, I think that's just a testament to how hard
I think Zero on that list as well, wasn't it?
Zero.
That,
there's
a whole bunch. So it's really, you're saying that we might have ranked higher than Zero there, buddy chat?
I mean, they can read it, but they're great companies, all great companies.
I think the other component, because, you know, there is the blowing our own trumpet thing, but part of it is, you know, I think why we also take pride in these things is that when you're choosing practice management software, understand like what the quality of the company is, what other users, what their experiences are like, what external sources say about the company, I think is important, right? Because it's
very
a way
important
of distinguishing, you know, between. It's the same with all our security stuff that, you know, we have all our security and privacy compliance independently audited by, companies and independently accredited so that it sort of, you can sort of say that, okay, objectively, this is what, this is, if you're making a choice about software, right? And particularly software like PowerDiary, where you're putting in very important, sensitive information to know the sort of, what is the, if you like, the ecosystem or what is the environment that operates in and what is the standing of that company. That's one of the reasons why it's important to us, but really ultimately important. So you can sort of say to your patients, like, hey, yes, we store your, you know, your information powder. You can read up on here. It's ranked really high. It has objective assessment, you know, of their security and privacy, et cetera, et cetera. And you can sort of be confident about those things, because otherwise it sort of is a matter of relying on kind of, I don't know, marketing claims or, you know, on websites which aren't verified, aren't, you know, necessarily robust, where this way it's like, okay, if we're choosing Powder in this case, then this is why. And it's another source of information. I probably talked too long about that, but anyway.
No. I think it was good. You're passionate about it. It's good. Yeah, well, exactly. Who is ready to like get some more of Damien? I mean, I want some more. I mean, like,
that's a dangerous question.
I know, but Damien, you've got a really busy schedule coming up here, and all good things. You guys, Damien is going to be at the AAPI conference in Brisbane, oh gosh, on March 22nd. He's going to be doing a live in-person like speaking engagement. I'm super excited about it. I know you're super excited about it. So if you're a psychologist, go on, sign up for the AAPI conference, head on out and see Damien live and in person. And you might get a little giveaway too. Just saying. Also here in the States, we've got a very big topical webinar coming up in May with the APA, which is the American Psychological Association. And it's going to be great. Damien's doing it in May. So we will send out more details as we get closer to the event, but we are super excited about them and working with them. And this webinar, I mean, it's going to be fantastic, and you're going to do a great job. So excited about that. And then we got a Power Talks coming up here at the end of the month with you and Claire. That is going to be what's new at Power Diary in 2024 so far. You're going to do a little live demonstration. We all love a good live demonstration. You're going to have a great little PowerPoint. You're going to talk about automations and resource booking. So that's coming up. Also, I'm getting exhausted. I'm not doing all these events. You've got to be tired. You've got Fizzy courses on Fizzy Track. So if you are on the Fizzy Track, or you're using Fizzy Track, you're a physical therapist, Fizzy Track has Fizzy courses now, and Damien's got some courses on there just for you. So head on over to Fizzy Track, sign up for those Fizzy courses, and you get to see Damien doing his lovely speeches. I think your first one was the 8 P's of practice management or something like that. I'm really excited about that. And you've got a couple more coming out.
A couple more coming out soon. And we've made those, so they're free on the platform too, the Fizzy courses, but we said we'd like them to be available for people for free. So
winning. Head on over. Yes, head on over. So you got those. And then I think you're doing another webinar with Osteo Hustle. So you've just got so many webinars coming out. I think it's great. I love seeing you out there. And I know everybody learns a lot from everything you bring to the table. So I will be your hype lady today. Head on over, see Damien live and in person, sign up for a webinar, join a course. You're going to love it. So yeah, you got a busy month. Good luck. I'm going on vacation. And then last, it's just something I want to remind you guys of. We are always growing here at Power Diary. I know we've been expanding our engineering and customer success teams, so really excited about all the growth that we have seen with the team this year, and I know that it's going to continue to grow. So we are growing to support our growing customer base and get you out those new features and have our wonderful customer success team there to answer all your questions.
Yeah. And we've got more people in customer success now as well in each of the, and some on the way in each of the areas too. So Australia, UK and North America. We like to have local people providing local support. And so each of those areas has either new team members recently joined or some on the way. As we build that out.
Wonderful.
Very good.
All right. Well, that about covers it. I hope everybody had super fun today, learned a lot. And until next time, we will see you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Practice Power Up podcast with Damien Adler. Come back often and make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Your feedback is important.